This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked a lot about what's going to happen in this economy if there isn't another relief bill coming out of Washington, which it still looks like is up in the air at best. But there is relief from the CARES Act that passed back in March that still hasn't made it to people. People who met certain income thresholds were supposed to get $1,200 from the government. But as many as 12 million people haven't yet gotten those checks, including low-income Americans who likely need the money the most and are most likely to spend it and get it out into the economy. Lydia DePillis is an economic policy reporter, and also she wrote about this for ProPublica. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Who are these people, a lot of them, who have not gotten a stimulus check to which they were entitled?
Well, there are a few buckets of different people. And to be clear, the IRS hasn't told us precisely who they are. What they have told us is that back in September, there were 9 million people who they think were probably eligible for the stimulus checks, but had not needed to file taxes in the last couple of years. So in order to claim them, would have to file in their online portal. The other bucket of folks is people who the Treasury has said are not eligible for the stimulus checks, but courts have disagreed.
Right. Do me a favor and do a little compare and contrast here between this recession and the last time this was done, which was 2008.
Yeah. So in a lot of ways, it was very similar. Congress said, please send money to almost everyone. And in 2008, the checks were about half as big. They were targeted at the same income bracket, so folks who make below $75,000 and twice that if they're a couple. But there was a few other differences. One, in 2008, you could have your stimulus check withheld for previous tax debts. This time, Congress didn't require that. So other than child support payments, the whole check should go to you. But this time, Treasury decided to carve out a few groups that Congress didn't tell it to. So that would be the other primary difference.
How much of the failure to communicate here, as it were, with people who are entitled to these checks or ought to have them, is actually a question of IRS marketing, right? And people understanding and coming to learn that they are eligible for these benefit checks.
Right. So the IRS told me in the course of producing this story that they don't have an independent marketing budget. Unlike some other federal agencies, this is something they had to do entirely in-house. So while they did try to reach out through partners and do some kind of Facebook advertising, they weren't like putting billboards up or doing anything on the order of what you would need to reach folks who were totally outside the financial system. And those are the folks who, of course, need this money most.
Right. Outside the financial system, also not as attuned to the news as a lot of people in this economy are. I mean, you know, there's a wealth of news, but not all of it gets to people who need it.
Right. And one constituency they really tried to reach was homeless people, for whom $1,200 would be completely transformative. And not only do those people usually not have smartphones, some of them do. And even if you did have a smartphone, the portal that you need to apply for doesn't work on a smartphone, unfortunately. And those people, the usual place they would go to get information and access the internet, like libraries, were closed down during the pandemic. So it was even harder to reach people than it would have been in other normal circumstances.
All right. So let's do a little solutions journalism here. If you know someone or if you are someone who believes they should have had this check but hasn't gotten one, where do you go? What do you do? Who do you talk to?
Right. So you can still apply, and you have until November 21st to apply through their online portal, which you can access pretty easily through irs.gov. You can call their hotlines, which hopefully should be less busy as more and more people get themselves taken care of. But you deserve the money, and the IRS wants to give it to you.
Lydia DePillis at ProPublica. Lydia, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.